This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The results of Lakewood's recent special election drew criticism from Governor Jared Polis, who's been pushing for more housing density. Denverite's Cara Damari reports voters overwhelmingly chose to repeal the city's new zoning laws. Those included pro-density policies meant to comply with new state requirements.
A spokesperson for Polis said that this vote increases the need for the legislature to, quote, step up and take bold action to deliver lower housing costs, unquote. The governor's office has threatened to pull funding from other cities that were not complying with the state's new housing laws. It's unclear if they will do the same to Lakewood. A member of Lakewood City Council said they will go back to the drawing board to figure out zoning that residents like, but that also complies with state law. I'm Cara Damari, Denverite.
Republicans gathered in Pueblo this weekend to select candidates for the June primary. State Representative Scott Bottoms and Minister Victor Marks will both be on the ballot for governor. El Paso District Attorney Michael Allen and lawyer David Wilson will face off in the Attorney General's primary. All of the other major races will only have a single candidate. The assembly process was marred with problems reflective of the ongoing divides within the state party. Vanessa Ruggles, chair of the La Plata County GOP, says they have to unite.
Because that is what's going to have to happen in order for us to be able to win. If we can't come together as a party, then it's going to be hard to move candidates forward and turn Colorado back red.
It's been a decade since the last time a Republican won statewide in Colorado. Delegates said they hope this is the year to start turning the tide. The U.S. Air Force Academy has named its new commandant of cadets. Colonel Brandon Tellez will take over for retiring Brigadier General Gavin Marks next month. Tellez is a command pilot and has been deployed multiple times around the world. This is CPR News in KRCC.